click. The curved panels on the orb unlock and slide smoothly open. Sani steps inside and is relieved to find a carpeted floor beneath his feet and fluorescent lights overhead. If Connor were here, he'd be cheering, but Sani has to be his own cheerleader for now. I wonder what they're doing. Sani thinks of how he left Nessa and Connor in his cousin's bedroom standing beside the desk. He takes another cautious step into the orb, keeping one eye on the doors behind him. For now, they're staying open. The orb contains a spacious control room. Long rows of workstations weave through its center, each with a computer on it. The dome itself glows from the floor to the very center of the ceiling. Each panel is a monitor displaying a different video. To Sani, it looks like a giant video game party that's been interrupted. He looks more closely at the monitors. On one, he sees the familiar outline of the White House, not yet colored in. Washington, D.C., he thinks. It occurs to Sani that his Silver Quicken classmate Jojo lives not too far from the White House. Another displays a rough sketch of Mount Rushmore, Keystone, South Dakota, that's close to Rapid City where his friend Pri is from. Suddenly, Sani knows exactly what he's looking at. Imperatum Regi is in the middle of creating simulated worlds for every Silver Quicken student. For a moment, Sani stares in disbelief, scanning the monitors. Then he spots a familiar landmark, Shiprock. Connor and Nessa are still there, and he needs to get them out. And I need to get myself out, he thinks, glancing nervously at the doors. So what's the plan? He hears Nessa's voice in his head again. He tries to think logically, reviewing what he knows in his head. This is an IR control room. This is where they designed the simulations. This is where they designed the simulations, he exclaims. That's it. If IR can build simulations here, there must be some way he can use this technology to manipulate those worlds. He thinks back over the last 24 hours. So, you can travel from one simulation to another through portals, he thinks aloud, remembering the orb that brought him from Silver Quicken's dream world to the Shiprock simulation and the laptop that brought him here. Maybe. And then it hits him. All he has to do is create new portals to Silver Quicken, one for Connor and Nessa in the Shiprock simulation and one for himself. He just needs to figure out how. He sits down at a random computer, hoping to poke through the files. To his surprise, it's not password protected. Weird, he says. He scrolls through the file names he sees on the desktop. He finds one that reads Instruction Manual. It seems too good to be true. But when he clicks on it, a password box pops up. Now it makes sense why the computers are unlocked. Every file must be individually protected. That way, any IR agent can access any computer, but they can only get into the files they're authorized to see. It's on a need-to-know basis, Sani thinks. IR agents don't even trust each other. He grabs a pen and paper from the workstation in front of him and starts trying to crack the password. Stop. Open puzzle packet number 2. Proceed after solving the puzzle.